The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the other disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas replied, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and he stood in their midst, and he said to them, "Peace be with you." And then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Bring your hand and place it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believe." And Thomas answered and said, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." The Gospel of the Lord. Let's take a look at this fellow, Thomas, one of the 12. He's called Didymus, the twin. Interesting, we don't know the other half of the twins, but he apparently is a twin. We know very little about him, and most of the apostles, most of the 12, we know nothing about them. I mean, we know Peter was married because Jesus healed his mother-in-law. We know that Peter, Andrew, James, and John were fishermen. We don't know much about Thomas. All of the 12 were from Galilee. I know many of you pilgrims have been to Galilee, around the Sea of Galilee, that greater area. All the 12 apostles came from around that very small area, with the possible exception of Judas. There's a scholarship that says Judas Iscariot means Ishkariot, which means man of Kariot. If that's accurate, then Kariot is in Samaria. It's not in Galilee. It's in the next region. Outside of that, all 12 come from around the greater area of the Sea of Galilee. Now, Thomas, there's no indication he was a fisherman. However, in the 21st chapter of John's Gospel, there's a reference there where Peter, they're all disillusioned with the death of Jesus, and Peter said, "I'm going fishing," and seven of them go fishing, including Thomas. So if he wasn't a fisherman, he was familiar with fishing because he goes fishing in the 21st chapter of John's Gospel. Now, Matthew, Mark, and Luke give him very little attention. His name in the 12, but John's Gospel allows him some speaking parts. That's important. In chapter 11 there you have him when Jesus is going to go to raise Lazarus from the dead. He says, "Why would we go back there?" And then you have him in here, in this Gospel reading, saying, "My Lord and my God." He gets a speaking part here. And then he appears again in the 21st chapter. So, however, what happened to him after Jesus died? There's a very good tradition that he went to India. And he went to a place called Kerala, which is where Father Joe's, who used to be here, he comes from Kerala. It's in the Malabar coast in the southwest corner of India. Very beautiful area. And it's very religiously diverse there because Thomas went there and he founded the church, the Malabar Church there in Kerala. There are about 20% Christians in Kerala, maybe 25% Muslims, and the rest are Hindus. But it's very it's harmonious. They get along well together in Kerala. So he went to Kerala, and that's where he began the Church of Thomas. They still call themselves the followers of Thomas there. Where is he buried? Well, the people in Kerala think they have him there, but of course a bunch of Italians like to collect pieces of saints and that, you know. So the Italians went over there and they took some of his bones, and they claim that they have his body at a place called Ortona, which is on the Adriatic, not far from Rome. Now, what do we learn about Thomas here? What's the teaching of this? The Gospels are not meant to tell us about anybody except Jesus. So I know when we read this, we get into huge conversations about Thomas. That's a mistake. The Gospels tell us about Jesus Christ, not about Thomas or Peter, Andrew, James, or John. They tell us about Jesus. That's the whole message of the Gospel, is for us to become familiar and become personal in prayer and in discipleship with Jesus Christ. All the others are just players that lead us to Christ. So when you look at this Gospel, don't give too much attention to the doubting Thomas. The issue is the gentleness, the patience, the embrace of Jesus for those who struggle and those who doubt and those who question the church and wonder about following Jesus. People in your families, young people today, they're searching all over the place. And Jesus is very patient. And Jesus invites people to become personal with him. He invites Thomas, touch my wounds here. See my wounds. Put your hand into my side. This is a commentary, an insight into who Jesus is, the gentleness, the patience, the bond that Jesus creates with those who wish to follow him, even if they doubt. So keep that in mind. Lest perchance we make judgments about people who are not worthy, or lest we think ourselves at times that we're not worthy of intimacy and friendship with Jesus Christ. The teaching of this here from the Gospel of John has to do with the kindness and the gentleness and the patience of Christ, especially for those who struggle with the faith and maybe with the church.